Early voting begins next month, and almost a quarter of North Carolina's counties will be using new elections equipment to replace outdated touchscreen systems that were decertified by the state in December. The certification of new machines raised questions that set two of the state's largest counties on divergent paths. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Voters in Guilford and Mecklenburg had both been using machines made by Ivotronics to cast ballots for more than a decade. The direct recording electronic touchscreen systems were all in one ballot marking and vote counting machines. But a 2018 change to state law required that all new systems produce a paper ballot that a voter can check.
You know, with all the talk about rigged elections and not having any faith in the elections, we felt that this was the very best way that the voters in our county would have the most confidence in the outcomes of the elections.
Jim Kimmel chairs Guilford County's Board of Elections. He and the other two Democrats outvoted the board's two Republicans to opt for using hand-marked paper ballots that voters fill out and feed into a tabulator, the same way it's done in most of North Carolina's 100 counties. Kimmel said the decision to revert to using hand-marked ballots versus a touchscreen system was influenced by public comment at Guilford County Elections Board hearings.
We had a number of people who professed not to have confidence in the touchscreen. They wanted to mark their own ballot so that they would know who they voted for.
In its investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 elections, the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee concluded that aging voting equipment with no paper record was vulnerable to exploitation. So when the State Elections Board held public hearings last year on the possible certification of new systems, advocacy groups such as the League of Women Voters and the NAACP came out in force to push for hand-marked ballots.
This is just a ballot marking device.
Unlike Guilford, Mecklenburg's Elections Board decided to ask the county for around $10 million to purchase 2,400 state-of-the-art machines for its 195 precincts. County Elections Director Michael Dickerson demonstrates one of the units with the excitement of someone showing off a new sports car.
This screen will now come up with every ballot, every precinct, every ballot style on it, and I can tap that screen and that gives that person that ballot.
The touchscreen units, manufactured by Election Systems and Software, emit a ticket with the names of the selected candidates and a barcode at the top. Those tickets are fed into tabulators. Dickerson says rather than having to print up more than 100 ballot styles needed for all the various lineups of federal, state, and local races in each precinct, every ballot style is programmed into the touchscreen units. A big help at one-stop early voting sites, which are not precinct-specific. Guilford County Elections Director Charlie Collicutt is not so lucky.
The voting machine is the voting machine and a little memory card about the size of your thumb, and that's all I need for each one. Now I'm doing big, bulky scanners and pallets and pallets and pallets of ballots.
People who vouch for the new touchscreen systems say they're not hooked up to the internet and therefore not vulnerable to hacking. That's not exactly true, says Richard DeMilo, a Georgia Tech professor, former chief technology officer at Hewlett-Packard, and outspoken critic of touchscreen voting machines.
The developers of these machines are using servers that are themselves connected to the internet, and their teams are scattered around the world using email and FTP and all kinds of internet tools to develop the software. So each one of those steps is an opportunity for malware to be transferred from some adversary to the voting system.
Still, electronic ballot marking devices of some kind will be in use in every county across North Carolina to comply with federal laws protecting disabled voters. Guilford and Mecklenburg counties tested their respective new voting systems at certain polling sites during last November's municipal elections, and all indications are the changes are no big deal to the average voter. According to elections officials from both counties, voter feedback was mostly positive. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.